It's time for a community connection. Hopefully you're having a great day so far. Joining us today is a bit of a local celebrity, Aaron Vaughn. Aaron, how you doing today?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
And I know we have a album of yours coming out on Friday. What could you tell us about that album, a new album?
The album is my first solo album, my first solo project I've ever done. I'm pretty excited about it. Title of the album is Sparks, and just trying to kickstart this new adventure in a different genre of music than what I've ever done before.
Well, I know you have done some music in the past. Yeah. What can you tell people who aren't familiar with you about that?
Around 10 years, I played sort of a Christian rock genre and traveled all over. I mean, we got to go to England, we got to go Montana, West Virginia, and meet a lot of cool people, work with a lot of talented people in Nashville and otherwise, and that was a great experience, but the desire to kind of change and shift from that and start doing some of the things that people had asked me to do over the years, which is more of this red dirt country genre, it just kind of prompted me, and it was time to step away from doing the old stuff and starting the new. So spark something new is kind of the
Excellent. That's excellent. And what else can you tell us about the album? How long did it take you to make it?
So it's been right around a year in the making, just short of a year. I recorded it in a local studio here with a good friend of mine named Aaron Wheeler. And he's a super talented musician and producer, engineer. And most of the music that you'll hear on the album is a lot of his composition. He's done it. I just wrote the main melody and the lyrics and then took it to him and said, hey, this is my idea. These are the premises of the songs. Let's start building together. And so we've been doing that for just under a year now.
And what are some of the songs that are on the album?
I have, 9 tracks on the album. They're all originals except for one. I am doing a cover of a gospel song that my granddad taught me when I was about 12, and it's called What a Day That Will Be. But the rest of the songs are all originals. We have Oil Land. That's the very first track on the album, and that's pretty much the single, I guess you could call it, the first single off the project. And it just has to do with who we are as Oklahomans, really, and this region and this area, what we do, how oil kind of encapsulates our environment, and it kind of just plays on that. So
do you mind to sing that one for us?
No, absolutely. That's it's probably my favorite track on the album, so this is Oil Land.
reckless wind. I wanna hear the howl of a Northland song, taste that whiskey as it burns down smooth and steady. Toast my maker as the days they move along. Yeah, as the days they move along.
I have chills. That was awesome.
Man, I appreciate it.
That was great.
Thank you, brother.
Listening to the headphones and everything, that was awesome, Aaron.
Thank you, man. I hope people enjoy it. So.
And you said that was your favorite song, correct?
That's my favorite track, I think, off the album. There's several others, from Prairie Kings to one I wrote for my wife called Heavenly, and I've played it on social media and at some of the events around town over the last year, and the response has been pretty I don't know, exciting. I mean, people are really responding well to the music, and I hope everybody likes it, man.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt about that, especially if you've had good reviews around the town and everything and at different venues. What is that your favorite track, though, on the album?
So that was one that I wrote. It was about a 45-minute writing session. I sat down with the premise and started playing that melody, and I really appreciate who we are as a people and a community, and the idea came to me from having a lot of family members who are involved and invested in the oil industry and what we do. We're kind of the heartbeat of the nation when you think about it, with what we do and what we produce, and there's just so much hard work and dedication to providing energy and stuff like that for the people of our community, and it's very family oriented, and I just wanted to create something through that song that resonated with people around here, you know? So yeah. Hopefully it does.
Yeah, it's definitely beautiful for sure.
Thanks, man.
And you were talking about playing at these different venues.
Yeah.
What's been a fan favorite on this album?
So there's two songs that really stand out. Prairie Kings is one that I get asked to play a lot already. And then Heavenly, the song I wrote for my wife, is another one that a lot of people really like. So,
yeah. Do you want to play one of those for us?
Sure, absolutely.
Do you have a preference?
No, not really. Let me grab this capo real quick. But yeah, I don't have a preference. I'll probably do Heavenly. That's the sweet one, and my wife would probably not be very happy with me if I don't do it. So I'll do that one, and hopefully it speaks to somebody out there.
There's a peace inside her that in this world you can't find, and this life seems easier when a sweet girl smiles. When she takes me in her arms, my worries disappear. She got that love of Jesus that takes away my fear. She's heavenly. Heavenly grace to me. Heavenly, heavenly grace to me. Oh, no matter what this world brings at me, she's heavenly, heavenly grace. Oh, she's grace to me. Carries me when I feel I can't can't go on as fast as they seem. Oh, no matter what this world brings at me, she sings a song to heaven that strengthens me. Oh, that girl, she's heavenly, heavenly. Heavenly, heavenly grace to me. Oh, no matter what this world brings at me, she's heavenly, heavenly grace. Oh, she is grace to me. Yeah. God and feels her heart, hey, every day. The way she walks, the way she talks, you can see her faith. When the demons come off to tear through me, she places love upon my shoulders like angels' wings. Well, that girl, she's heavenly, heavenly. Heavenly, heavenly grace to me. Oh, no matter what this world brings in me, she's heavenly, heavenly grace. Oh, she's grace to me.
That was Heavenly by Aaron Vaughn.
Yeah,
that's
thanks,
an excellent song.
Thank you very much, brother. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And hopefully your wife will be happy if she's listening.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I'd have to show my wife that one too. It's a beautiful song.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Now, what can you tell me about other songs? I know you said a Prairie Song. Is that correct? Is another favorite?
Yeah, there's a song called Prairie Kings.
And Prairie Kings.
It's one that just kind of is more nostalgic than anything. It deals with thinking about when we were young and the things that we do out here on the prairie in the country, you know, from where we come from, and the memories that we make at an early age and as we grow. So that's the premise of that song, but people really, really enjoy it too. So it's fun.
So the new album drops on Friday.
Friday, December 3rd. Yes. Yeah. It's available for pre-order on iTunes Store, in the iTunes Store, in the Amazon Store. People can pick it up pretty much on all platforms Friday. So
just search Aaron Vaughn, they'll find
Aaron it. Aaron Ray Vaughn, yep. Aaron Ray Vaughn, or they can put in Sparks, I'm sure it'll come up too. So.
And you have a big occasion at Crossing Second in downtown Bartlesville on Friday for that.
So I got with the owner, Sharon, and she asked if I'd be interested in playing a show there, and I said absolutely. How about we do this? I'm planning an album release event. And she said, let's do it. And so we started planning. It's an album release party, Crossing Second, 6 p.m. to 10 or 11. We haven't really decided. We'll stay there and party until, you know, everybody's ready to go home. But I think it's going to be good. A lot of people have committed to show up. And I hope the response is a good one, and people really enjoy the music. That's all I care about. So,
speaking with Aaron Vaughn, his new album Sparks is coming out on Friday, December 3rd. Going to be playing at Crossing Second in downtown Bartlesville as well for that release party.
Yes.
Aaron, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate you guys having me. I'm excited about, you know, where 2022 is going to take this thing. So, thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you, Aaron, for being with us.
Yeah.
That was a community connection.